compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford here in the Mike Pettine Coach Show studios with, of course, Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Coach, let's start with the big news of the week, obviously, naming Johnny Manziel the starter. How did you come to that decision?
Put a good amount of thought into it and leaned heavily on Flip and on Kevin and just, you know, involved some big picture thinking. I know as coaches, you get very wrapped up into the week to week and always using that assessment of who gives us the best opportunity to win. And when we factored in how Johnny's been playing, how he played against Pittsburgh, the progress that he's made, the investment that we put in him, given that he was a first round pick, we just felt it was time. When you factor in our team circumstances, to go ahead and let him cut it loose and see where he is, and we'll have a real good sense at the end of the year, about his future. So it was a fairly easy decision, but at the same time, knowing that we have a pretty good player that we're now putting on the bench, guy that's played some good football for us, that's kind of been an anchor for us, not just on the field but off. And Josh has done an outstanding job, I think, of how he handled it. He made it easy, and I think knowing him moving forward, and we feel confident we got one of the best backups in the league for the stretch.
Coach, for all the rumor mongers out there, I just want to give you the opportunity to say that, or say not, that this was your decision to name Johnny Manziel.
It absolutely was. It absolutely was. I had a meeting scheduled with Mr. Haslam, and that's how I led off the meeting. I just wanted you to know right off the bat that we're going to go ahead and name Johnny the starter for the rest of the year.
Let's talk about the reaction of both Johnny and Josh to the news.
I think it was both about what you would expect. Johnny was excited and also smiled about it, but then same very quickly took a serious tone and knew that it was, it falls back to what we've talked about, to whom much is given, much is expected. And he's a guy that has a shot, and it's his team, and there's a lot of things that he needs to live up to. The off the field stuff's well documented, and he and I discussed that in detail. I won't go into too much of it, but comfortable where he is with that and what he talked about. And Josh is a competitive guy, but I think he's also a big picture thinker, and I know he also coached for a little bit when he was out of football, so I think he does understand. Kind of where we are and what our circumstances are. And was he 100% yet? Not quite. So I think this will give him some time, too, to heal up. And like I said, we'll have the best number two in the league. And when we get to the end of the year and we look to move forward, that just because we've started Johnny at the end of the year, that doesn't mean anything for next year. That's a whole separate set of circumstances. We'll hit the reset button on everything. So he was very comfortable with it.
From where I sit, I haven't been able to say enough good things about Josh McCown, the football player Josh McCown, the teammate on and off the field. He seems to be just the consummate pro. And his reaction, the things he said about this decision indicate that as well. How important has he been to the development of Johnny?
I think he's one of the major factors in it. I think that the change in the room, just having an Austin Davis in the room who was relentless in his preparation and asked the right questions, very interactive with the staff. Connor Shaw in the room, and then you have the influence of a veteran guy in Josh that has shown, hey, listen, this is how you take a game plan. This is how you put your touch on it and you interact. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I want to tweak. And then add to it, hey, I saw this. Another team ran this. Is there any way we could just that instead of just like, okay, here's the plan. I'll run it. Just to see how a veteran handles it and gets it to the point where he's most comfortable with it, I think that was big. And then just how he carries himself, just from the meeting room to the practice field, how it extends into games, the interaction on the sideline has been tremendous. So quarterback play from A to Z, to have our young quarterbacks be able to learn that from Josh has been tremendous. And now you throw on top of it a Kevin O'Connell, who's played the position, who is mature beyond his years as a coach, and John DeFilippo, who's well documented the young quarterbacks that he's worked with.
You talked about Johnny Manziel earning it in your press conferences about this announcement. What progress have you seen on and off the field that led you to the conclusion that he has earned the right to be the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback?
Because he's done the little things, that he's put the time in, that it, that he knows what to do. That when you get a game plan and Flip can start to call a formation, and it's a unique one, and he can just go ahead and finish it for him because he already knows what's coming, and he can have command of the huddle. You've all seen him in games where he's gone to the line of scrimmage, he's slid a protection. Sure. You know, he's signaled a route combination to a receiver to change it versus what coverage he sees. All those graduate level details of high level quarterback play. He's starting, you know, he's not there yet. He hasn't arrived, but he's light years ahead of where he was a year ago, and we know that he's had some hiccups off the field, and it's a process for him, and that he's gone through a lot personally. I won't get into too much detail of it. It's all out there, but very proud of him, kind of how he's progressed both off the field and on.
Was it a relief having, on the day that you named him the starter of the NFL, also say, yes, there will be no discipline for what happened, and kind of putting that whole incident behind
it? Was. And we factored everything in. I mean, we certainly weren't going to move forward with our decision with that still looming. So there, it's no coincidence that those two announcements occurred on the same day.
No coincidence, indeed. As you sit here at the bye week, it's a time for reflection, and I know you've talked about that for yourself, the players, the staff, et cetera. But as you reflect on this season, and I know maybe with the record it might be hard, but what are the things that you're the most proud of so far through the first 10 games?
There are some things to be proud of, despite the record, that we have some young guys that have stepped up and that are playing some good football. You know, overall, if you just look at where we've overachieved, I think we've done that in the past game. I think John DeFilippo has brought a outstanding mentality here of how to attack coverages, and he's got those guys to buy in, and we do a good job of spreading the field and getting guys into, you know, finding ways to get open and ways to kind of uncover coverage tells and use that information when the play, and we've executed at a high level. You know, we've done some really good things on special teams. We've been so inconsistent in other areas, and we tell the players we could make a cut-up of our film where we've played against everybody in this league that we've gone against at a high level. Our biggest issue has been consistency and finish and not having those lapses during the games. You can't play well for 50 plays and then have two or three bad ones. That's going to cost you, and those are among the lessons that we've learned up until this point.
And then on the other side of it, what's the thing that maybe has been a disappointment in the sense that it surprised you? Because you look at your history on the defensive side of the ball. This is not typical of a Mike Pettine defense. What do you think can be done over the final six games to get it back to your standard of excellence?
Oh, that we got to keep battling, keep looking for answers. That we've tried a lot of different things scheme wise, and we're, as a staff, we're not going to get into. You know, you never. And when things don't go well, sometimes you know everybody likes to build silos around themselves. And hey, the coaches, hey, it's the players' fault. The players are, hey, what are we doing? And I talked to the team today about that. As a matter of fact, that we have to understand we're all in this together, and that we got to get a lot of things done. But we have to be able to take what we do on the practice field, and carry that over to games. And I think when you have inexperienced guys that get out there and kind of get caught up in the moment, that they revert back on their old techniques, and a lot of times that ends up getting them beat. And that to me, you have to continue to work at that. So you finally get it to the point where your body is drilled. When you do kind of fall back, and you're not even thinking that you're using the proper technique, and that's a big part of it for us. And we're finding out about our players in that sense.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more with the head coach, including the famous hashtag #AskPet when the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, returns right here on News Channel 5.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk and Elk.